I did tell you, special guest is a man who is well got, as they would say, in the world of guitarists. He is one of our own. He's Colin Reid. Have a listen to some of these wee snippets. Brilliant stuff. Colin Reid, I'm pleased to say he is in with us today. Colin, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you very much.
I was telling you off there because the last proper album you did was a wee while ago.
It's about 7 years ago now.
What, did you fall out with making albums or have you been too busy doing other stuff?
I have been doing other stuff. I have been very busy, but I felt like it was time to take a wee break from guitar playing. I'd kind of run out of steam a little bit. I needed to find some new inspiration, so that involved not making records or playing, overplaying for.
What do you mean, the way you play guitar, you fall out with it? A bit like Ryan Giggs saying, I don't want to play today, you know?
Well, I wanted to get better.
Yeah? Right, okay. So you've been playing a bit of piano as well, haven't you?
I have, yes. I've been doing a show all over Ireland, a thing called The Third Policeman, which it's a murder ghost story by an Irish writer called Flann O'Brien.
Yeah.
So we do a musical and spoken word take of it with piano and strings. And the Belfast actor Stephen Ray comes along and does the narration on it.
Brilliant.
Oh, it's great. It's completely out there.
Yeah, very atmospheric piece, is it? Yeah.
Yes, dark and quirky and very humorous as well. The book is a very humorous article indeed.
The show I haven't seen up here now. Has it been here and I just missed it?
No, it was in the Lyric Theatre last April and I just spoke to them last week and they're very happy to have it again this year sometime.
So good stuff. Well, you must keep us posted about that. It sounds like the kind of thing, you know, because people say to me, oh, you're going to see such and such a concert? No, and I'd say, I play music all day. And, you know, when I'm DJing, I don't want to go and listen to, if you know what I mean, rock bands and all, you know. But that sounds like a bit different, you know.
That was kind of part of the thinking behind it, was to get something new and interesting and, you know, kind of its own thing up and running.
So were you always a pianist or did you learn in a month kind of thing, the way you could, I would suppose? You would sicken me.
I started life as a pianist. I got trailed off to piano lessons at the age of 8 or something like that. And it took me 5 years of quick talking with my mother to get her to let me take up another instrument. So I kind of took up the guitar a wee bit to escape the piano.
Good escape.
Not too good, because as I say, I'm back to playing the piano now. And
it's funny, we were just talking about how your life how your life takes wee turns and sometimes does you a favour and you don't know it.
Absolutely that. You can never see it coming.
Yeah, it does happen. So do you play anything else? I mean, don't tell me you're a drummer and all as well, are you?
No, but I do have other interests. I'm interested in mathematics. I kind of.
What?
Yes, mathematics. Pure mathematics, the worst sort. So I spent a bit of time on that, and I do a little bit of sort of writing fiction as well. I've got some fairy stories I wrote a few years ago.
Right.
Yeah.
But the mathematics, I mean, how can you be interested in mathematics for fun or entertainment? You see, a lot of people listening were like me, biggest chore in the world.
Well, the funny thing, I was watching something on television one night. It was one of those kind of BBC documentaries about, you know, how to get interested in such and such and such and such. And this guy came on and he started talking about a mathematical entity called pi squared over 6.
Yeah.
And it just struck me that was one of the most ridiculous things I'd ever seen committed to paper, pi squared over 6. And, you know, what does that mean?
Exactly, yeah.
Yes, exactly that. And as soon as you start wondering what those things mean, then you start to find out what they mean and just read a few books.
It's funny, I buy a lot of these technical and not sense scientific magazines and everything else. And it amazed me because they do. There are certain mathematical formulae that they still don't know. They still haven't quantified. And there are all these arguments and theory. And I always thought mathematics was hard and fast. It was logic and that was it, you know?
Well, there's applied mathematics, which is as it refers to the real world, which is forces and all sorts of things like that. And then there's pure mathematics, which is for the pure nerds.
Yeah, right. Well, maybe you'll make some massive discovery, you know?
Well, fingers crossed.
Yeah. Do you know pi to like 100? Numbers, do you?
No, not even remotely interested. I have to get past the 3. It's anybody's.
It's about 3.
That's about it, right?
So, listen, you're doing that. You're doing the show with Stephen Ray and all. What's he like to work with?
Ah, just a great pleasure. Absolutely, yes.
I've never met him, but every time you see him, you think he seems like a good guy. You know,
it's just a great fellow. Yeah, just a great fellow. A real joy to work with him.
Good. Now, you have a couple of gigs coming up. You're going to be in the Island Arts Centre at Lisburn, 23rd of March, and then the Crescent Arts in Belfast on, well, Friday the 1st of March. Comes first. Yours is a kind of show where you have to listen to hear the intricacies and the talent. I mean, do you have to tell people to shut up?
No. It depends on the setting. If it's a concert setting, then sort of people come in and sort of regard it as a concert and generally are quiet. If it's a pub, different matter, although that's good too. I don't mind if people are talking if it's that setting. If it were a concert and someone were talking at the concert, then I think like anyone it might put you off a wee bit.
Yeah, I was thinking, because the way you play, it's not like rock guitar riffs or anything. There's a lot of intricacy, and you probably said, I worked on this piece for months and it took me 100 goes to get it right. And your man's talking, will you shut up? You know?
Oh, it has happened, yeah.
You know, and look at it, and because I've been at shows where I want to go and really listen, and people, and I'm sitting going, shut up! I didn't come here to listen to you. I pay to see your man there. You know, Yeah, what kind of gigs do you go to?
Me, I can't go to anything. I kind of just fall into things. I mean, I was down the John Hewitt on Friday, listening to the traditional stuff. That was great.
Yeah.
But other than that, I've been going to the theatre a bit recently.
Oh, very good.
New theatre spaces in town are great.
Yeah, well, this is because you're such an accomplished musician. Do you watch acts and think, no, come on, you can't do that? Or, I mean, do you get ultra critical?
No, absolutely not. Provided I'm moved by the music in some way, then it's great. So, for example, I mean, one of my favorite guitarists would be Kurt Cobain.
Yeah,
just for the noise he made.
Yeah,
So
kinda, see, that really surprises me. You know, that's good.
No, just listen for music. That's all we're interested in.
Just really. For the end result, just to see what it's like and how it moves you and everything else. Right, what was the last album you bought?
Can't remember the name. Paloma Faith's album, yep.
Good.
Fall to Grace.
Right.
Wonderful.
Seriously now, because there'll be people saying, your man knows his music, this is good, I'm going to go out and buy it, so, you know.
Yeah, no, I really loved that. And her first album, even better. Loved them both.
What was the big song? New York, was it? Was that in the first album?
Was one of them, yeah, and Stone Cold Sober.
Yeah.
Aye.
Right, okay. Well, then, see, I'm going to go and check that out now.
Well, I like
you know?
Him. I like him.
Again, what I ask all musicians, I mean, it's, well, of a certain age, I mean, you're not as old as me, but you're not a teenager. Are you into all the technical stuff, the iPods and all the gadgets that people run around with?
Not overly, but I can see the value of them. I only recently moved up to Android phone from Donkey Phone, really, from very simple machine to something that's got a screen on it.
Yeah, because I mean, a lot of the stuff that you can get on these machines now, the apps are brilliant for composing music and everything else.
You can do anything anywhere.
You've got a studio in your hand, basically.
You can really do anything anywhere. You could be on a beach somewhere and record an album.
Now, you would be a nerd. Never mind your mathematics. If you were on a beach and you were thinking of sitting recording, that would be nerdy.
Well, you know, you might get some kind of Hawaiian music going on there. Could be all right.
Right. Well, listen, as I say, the gigs, Crescent Arts in Belfast, Friday 1st of March, Island Arts in Lisburn, 23rd of March. And it's you and a guitar, or are you going to wheel a piano in?
No, it's me and a guitar and another man with a guitar, classical guitarist Brian Keenan, who's a fantastic player. So we'll be doing a mixture of solo pieces, and I've been writing a few new duets as well, some kind of fast things that spin along.
Good, no, sounds great. Well, listen, Colin, spoil us now and give us a tune. What's this called?
Okay, this is called The Road Home, and I'd like to dedicate it to my friends Ricky and Caroline, who are getting married this Friday.
Oh, congratulations.
Very good.
You playing at the wedding?
Aye. in a kilt.
Yeah, right. Oh, good luck with that. Okay, mate.
Cheers. Thank you.
Colin, that's brilliant, brilliant. I have to mention, Neil Johnson in the Belfast Telegraph says, Colin Reid is one of those guys who makes other guitarists trudge sadly home to burn their instruments.
Well, I hope not.
No, that is brilliant. Listen, thank you.
You're welcome.